Hey, it's Clay. Welcome to another episode here of the Stock Trading Reality Podcast. A little bit different format, as maybe you've already noticed, assuming, of course, you've listened to past episodes. But this is more of a special edition episode that I wanted to get pushed out there as quick as possible, because if you're in the United States, you know that we have an election coming up. And as good citizens, I believe you should vote. And I vote. I hope that you will vote, but part of our job as voters is to just be educated. So up front, I just want to put out there, this is not me trying to get political. This is not me trying to tell you how to vote one way or another. My job here, my goal here, is to simply give you a little bit of background in regards to a policy that may or may not affect you. You may care about it. You may say, I don't care. You may think it's a terrible idea. You may think it's a great idea. I'm not here to tell you how you should be thinking. I am just here letting you know that this policy is on the table and that one of the parties does support it. Now, of course, does that mean that it's for sure going to occur? No, that doesn't mean that it's for sure going to occur. If you're not aware, and I mean this for both sides of the aisle, all politicians, they like to talk, but when it comes to talking and doing, you never quite know. But to be fair, it could happen, right? And that's why I want you to make aware of this policy. And like I said, you can do with it what you want. Maybe it doesn't affect you at all. But we're going to take a step back just because I want you to be aware. I want you to be educated, because this policy, without doubt, does pertain to trading. And given this is the Stock Trading Reality Podcast, keyword trading, I would argue it's more than relevant. So I want to just really reiterate, I'm not going to sit here and rant and rave against one party or another. I'm not even going to tell you what party is proposing this, because I want you to do more research on it, which brings about the next point. The reason why I'm going to talk more broad about this is because depending on what source you're looking at, depending on, who you're actually talking about in regards to what people have said in the past, the general idea is there. So I will let you do the research and you can use whatever numbers you come across, because you do see numbers that vary. But at the core, the numbers are all in the same ballpark and they all are going to matter. They're all going to add up. And at the core, what this is basically a new trading tax. Now, the name of the tax itself is called the Financial Transaction Tax, or the FTT. And for shorthand. And this is nothing new. It's been around. It's been, put out there. And it's, in some ways, it already exists. But what's happening here is that what already exists is now starting to get bumped up. It's starting to increase. And the way the financial transaction tax works is this. Whenever there is, and I'm not trying to insult your intelligence, but whenever, so whoever named it, good job on the name, because it's exactly what it sounds like. Whenever there is a financial transaction, there is a tax. But here's the thing that you need to keep in mind with how it works is it is not a tax. Let me repeat that. It is not a tax on your profits. So it's not a situation where, if I'm paying taxes, that's a good thing, because, hey, that means I'm making money, which is a fantastic logic to follow. I mean, that's always my policy is, people can complain about the taxes, but hey, you know what? If you're complaining about taxes, that means you're paying taxes. And if you're paying taxes, that means as a trader, you're making money. And that's the goal here, right? You want to be making money as a trader. But that's not how this one works. This is based on the transaction, meaning whatever money you put into a trade, and this could be stocks, options, any sort of financial transaction, there is going to be a tax. And the other kicker is, a transaction has two parts, right? You have the purchase part of the transaction. But then assuming you want to make money, lose money, you got to what? You got to sell, right? So in other words, it's a double taxation. You are being taxed for the transaction amount when you go in. You're being taxed for the transaction amount when you go out. So two fees hit you. And once again, this could be a transaction where you were walking away losing money. But guess what? You would now lose even more money, because you're being taxed regardless of if it's a profit or a loss. And again, maybe this doesn't matter to you, But it's if you have a smaller account, if you're looking to grow from a smaller account, like I said, just do the numbers, run, do a little bit of research. Like I said, that's part of being an educated voter, right? Knowing what you're voting for, knowing the policies. So just do some quick Google searches and you'll see different numbers and you can start to run you can run some calculations. And I mean, even if it's just, and I'm totally making up this number, so from a small account perspective, so definitely do your research, but just from a small account perspective, if it's costing you, $4 to buy, $4 to sell, well, all of a sudden you're $8 in the hole. And of course, it's still possible to grow a small account. I'm not saying that this is going to make everything impossible, but it's going to make it much more difficult when you have fees that are always working against you, especially in this day and age. And this is just, maybe this is where it's coming from. I don't know. I have no idea how closely politicians follow brokerage practices, but it's almost as though, hey, look, you have all these brokers now. The broker battle was fought. The broker battle, spearheaded by Robinhood. I'm not a fan of Robinhood, but I'll give credit where credit's due. Well done. Robinhood basically drove all other brokers for the most part to offer $0 fees and commissions. So it's almost like the government is saying, hey, let's reintroduce trading commissions. And we'll just do it. We'll fill in that void with this transaction tax. Now, that's pure speculation on my part. I have no idea if that's how it's played out. But basically, it's just commissions being added back into the process. And I can only speak for myself, but from what I've seen talking and it makes sense, right? This is not some sort of revolution on my end or revelation, excuse me. But yeah, people enjoy not having trading commissions, right? It makes growing accounts, especially when they're on the smaller end, much easier to do. Now, I don't mean trading is easy, but just from a numbers perspective, when you're not starting off in the hole, hey, it makes it a little bit easier to grow an account, any size, but especially those smaller accounts. So if you do think you're going to be working with a smaller account, if you put in, a large amounts of money into a trade, that can add up too, right? Because it's a percentage. So for example, if you're putting $50,000 into a trade and then you're taking out $50,000 or whatever it is, assuming a break-even trade, again, you're being taxed on the purchase part of the transaction and on the selling part of the transaction. So I mean, that could very well influence and start to shift your numbers around quite a bit. So I just want you to go out there, do some research on it. Look at the various numbers. I don't know how far, deep down you want to go, but maybe find an average of the numbers that you see out there. But at the core, generally speaking, it is a tax, and it's a double taxation tax, which, it's one thing to only have it on profits. Okay, I get it. That already exists. But I mean, when you have it on, it doesn't matter if you make or lose money. It's just always going to be there. And, in its simplest form, what it is, it's just a replacement of fee or commissions. So instead of the broker, and who knows? I don't know. I'm totally speculating. Does this mean that the brokers are going to step back in and offer commissions? Because now all of a sudden, everything just got more expensive again. So you got to wonder, how is that going to shift? How is that going to, alter, other areas of the market? So just be aware of it. If that is a policy, if that is an issue that matters to you, then, I mean, you're going to want to factor that into your voting, because this is a policy that, again, nothing is guaranteed. I'm not saying will for sure happen, but with one of the parties, it's been proposed by several. It's been floated out there. So it's something that, could very well happen. So it's really just a question of, do you want to risk maybe something like that being put into play here? And as spending across the country just goes up and up and up, you got to pay for spending somehow. So again, that doesn't make it a guarantee to happen, but I don't think it's, I'm being irrational in thinking that, it's definitely a policy that should at least be considered. So we will be back next week with another great, great podcast. Going to have a member on that's been doing very well, and I'm very confident that you're going to enjoy it. If you have not listened to last week's episode with Judd, definitely go and listen to that. Judd, I've been getting all sorts of great reviews. He was an awesome guy. It was a great discussion. And next week we have Austin. And so we got some really good interviews and stuff coming up here. But I thought this was definitely worthwhile to take up a Monday slot and just get it out there, because, and I'm not trying to get on my moral high horse, but I believe that as citizens, we should vote. And not only that, I believe you should be an educated voter. Now, do you have to be a political science scholar? I'm not saying that level, but at least know some of the basics, right? At least know some of the general premises of these policies. And whatever you think about it, that's cool. I respect your opinion. We can always agree to disagree. But all I think, and hopefully all that we can all agree on, is let's actually look at the policies. Let's actually talk about the policies. Let's be aware of the policies and let's vote on the policies and nothing else other than that. But that's my thoughts. So like I said, thank you for obliging me in this, and go out there, do a little bit of research on the financial transaction tax, and just become a well-informed voter. So everybody, thank you for hanging out. Take care, and I will see you back next week.